he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
What's going on?
At TCBY in North Carolina, they nearly discovered the perpetual motion machine of food.
Okay.
Yogurt that makes you just want to eat more and more yogurt.
Yes.
Workers arrived last week, found a few boxes, a few deliveries there. Three boxes they opened up and thought, I don't think these are ours. $220 worth of pot. $220,000, excuse me. $220,000. It's a much larger number.
Yes.
In pot. Of pot. They opened it up and realized it wasn't to them. It was actually addressed to a P.O. box at a Kinko's type of place next door, like a FedEx Express.
Whoops.
Yeah. Whoops.
Plan foiled.
And somebody's facing some questions right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of pot, though. $220,000.
I'm assuming that's your business.
But immediately, I think, oh, pot-infused ice cream. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to make people eat forever.
I was going to say, has somebody had that yet? I'm surprised.
I'm sure if you go to Colorado, I'm sure somebody's figured it out. They've got about everything there.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you want to be a good Samaritan, sometimes it's a good idea to think twice. I know we're supposed to encourage goodwill and peace on earth and all that stuff.
But then there's reality.
Yeah. A guy in New York ordered a lift for a woman who was just insanely drunk. He saw her coming out of a bar. She was very, very intoxicated. He was worried she was going to get into a car and drive. So he ordered a lift and just said, you know, I'm going to pay for it. It's fine. She got in the car. She gets a call a few minutes later from the driver. She threw up in here. He said, all right, you know what? I'm going to double your tip. You know, he's already going out of his way. Yeah, next morning, gets up to a receipt. There is, in the terms and conditions of Lyft, $150 charge for cleanup if that happens in a car.
So he's, that stinks.
He was stuck with that. Then he calls her, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm the guy who got you that ride home. They charged me $150 because you threw up. And her reaction essentially was, well, that seems like your problem.
Wow.
That sucks all the way around.
Yeah, not a good story.
Uh-huh.
Now, someone's trying to do the right thing for you, probably saved you.
Now, he did, he talked to some friends. They put him in touch with one of the TV stations. TV station wanted to tell the story. And when they contacted her, backpedaled
then
a little bit.
She was like, a good citizen.
You know what? $185. I'll take care of that.
Oh, wow. Well, bravo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I bet the TV station let her off the hook as far as looking bad, too. You know, because we got to have an all-around good story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She saw the light. No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
She got caught.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Do you think you drank too much, or was it just something you probably ate?
It's always something.
All right. I know. You women have never been sick from being drunk.
I know. I
will go to my grave believing
I know.
Because it's always, I had
it's
some
that
soup.
Or I got roofied somehow. Like, it's never just that I overserved myself.
Yes. Do you think they spiked it?
Exactly.
No, I think you
someone spiked a drink, right? On an empty stomach.
You know, sadly, I might have legitimately claimed that I thought I got roofied one time. No. Like, I'm sure that was it. It was roofies. Had to be.
You were.
Right, because you were so hard to get.
Exactly. Wait. Finally, we have a new alternative to burial or traditional cremation. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a water cremation.
Huh.
Mm. Essentially, they liquefy you. It's an alkaline hydrolysis process.
Uh-huh.
They are developing it in England, but they're having a little trouble developing it because they can't get any cooperation from the local water utilities. Now, they promise that there is no DNA in their wastewater that's coming from the person who they've liquefied.
This sounds like what happened on Breaking Bad, and it also disintegrated a bathtub.
There it is. It's the once-a-week update from Breaking Bad in this segment from Colleen. You've watched 1,000 shows, but only remember one.
And isn't all of our DNA in the water already?
I feel like. I mean, there's plenty of DNA in a lot of pools.
That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the...
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.